You see, this man, I don't know what I need to call his name or not, but he, I live with him and he lives around me. Mm-hmm. In fact, the business, I borrowed money from him. Mm-hmm. Borrowed money from his daughter. I borrowed money from his son. Mm-hmm. And they had it. He saved all his money and his children spent it. They got it. Mm-hmm. They give his grandchildren. Now I tell you what happened. He never did. You see, he wouldn't hurt nobody. Uh-huh. He gave one of them when the age began to catch up on him. He gave his grandchildren. Mm-hmm. See, he'd come out here and I'd go to him, I'd want some money, make him a note for it. He'd give it to this grandchild. Mm-hmm. All right. I know this to happen. And of course, the old man wouldn't hurt him, don't you see? He'd give him all the time he needed. Mm-hmm. The longer he wasn't hurting him, he was helping him, and he was getting his interest on his money. Mm-hmm. So he'd give this grandchild a note. Uh-huh. Well, when fall come, She jumped in on that man. She told him she wanted her money. Oh, wait a minute, Jim. Wait a minute. Says, I can't pay you all that money. Uh-huh. Said, I'm less of a... Uh-huh. Said, you got a good note? Said, I ain't caring about your note. I don't want your note. Uh-huh. So here she runs, here he pulls out to the old man. Uh-huh. He says, that granddaughter of yours told me she had to have her money. Says, I can't rake up all that much money, and you know it. Not at one time.
Good grace, Lord.
He said. He pulled out and said, Alfred, that's it. Go ahead. See, you got, he called it in trust. Yeah, you got the in trust, ain't you? That's the interest. He said, oh, yeah. I said, I got that and a little to pay on the principal. Well, that's all. He went, pull right on out right then. When he was going to do anything, he done it then. Mm-hmm. He went to his granddaughter and said, what's the matter? He said, I want my money. Mm-hmm. I said, where's that note? Mm-hmm. He just gave her the money for the note. Took the note coming back home with it. Told the man, said, I got the note. Said, I done went and took it up myself. Said, I took it back. Mm-hmm. I paid her for it. Mm-hmm. But now she won't ever have the money he had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He sounded like a pretty interesting fella.
He was. He helped more people. And he was a good man to borrow money from. Mm-hmm. You see, and he was the right man to borrow it from because he didn't need his money. Mm-hmm. But he wanted he wanted that note and it was going to be worth it. Mm-hmm. But he didn't want your land. That's the first thing he tell you. He said, I don't want your land. I got all the land I want. And he had a nice strip of land, so he honest, still got his son's got it. Mm-hmm. Still got timber on it. Mm-hmm. And he had a big bunch of round timber all out in front of his house. Lived in a old big log house just like this one here. That's what he lived in. Mm-hmm. Now, after he died, his son built him a big brick home. Mm-hmm. Cut all that big round timber. Now you know what round timber is? Mm-hmm. That timber ain't never been to it. Mm-hmm. Turpentine or nothing. It's just called virgin timber. Mm-hmm. But his son cut all of that. And, well, I think his son's cut all of his timber. Of course, he didn't clean it up. He cut it down to a certain size like his daddy always done. Mm-hmm. But his son built him a big home there. Mm-hmm. But now that old man he'd loan that money out instead of doing that.
If you were going to get some turpentine, if you were going to turpentine some woods, how would you go about that? What would you do?
Well,